Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon.
This is Tony Williams.
And Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
As always, we like to talk sports before we talk about our subject matter.
That's right.
And I definitely got to ask Coach about the new addition to the Lady Reds, because the town has been abuzz since last week's debut. And fill us in, Coach.
What's that? Liza Winston. She's joined our staff. She's been with us since the summertime. She's been practicing and playing with us. But I guess the curtain has been pulled back.
Transfer rule. That's held right. her out. Yeah.
Yep. 8 games. She set out those 8 games, which is that was courageous right there. Being a top prospect, a top 4 or 5 star athlete, to sit out all those games and miss possible rankings and, you know, upgrades as a player. But when she hit the scene tough. And I just appreciate the rest of the girls accepting her wholeheartedly as a teammate, like she'd been there from the beginning.
Okay.
And the best thing about us, we held it down. We were 6-2 before she came. So we were a good team, and now we just add elite to us. So we played our first game, we played Kent City. And Kent City is a good program.
Yeah, that's what I heard. How many points did they put up in that game?
We put up 92 points. It was 50-92. So I guess everybody was excited.
Man.
So
it's NBA scoring.
Yeah, that's NBA scoring. And it was so fun to watch. And I just like the possessions. And the whole concept of our team is to score, if we could, every 7 seconds if possible.
Okay.
So we got a 7-second rule, and we practice like that. And a lot of times we watch the game as coaches, and Coach Walker says, like, ain't nobody in shape like we are.
No.
Nobody plays defense like we are. And we don't care about who shoot the ball. We care about how hard you stop somebody.
Okay, so, then. That's emphasis on defense.
Yep, so that's Coach Walker's philosophy, and that's what he makes the girls concentrate on, defense and being in shape and finishing their basket. So it's fun to watch, and it's very exciting basketball, and it's just good to be a part of that. And that was that game, and then we played Reese Puffer later on. That was 70-50, and we'll see them again. So
right.
And they prepare. Teams are preparing well as if it's a playoff game. I tell the girls that all the time, too. It's like,
you got a mark on them, man.
Yep. Every game is a playoff game. Every school in this county, if you play against Muskegon in any sport,
they want to beat you.
They grade their whole program on how they do against Muskegon.
Yes.
So, I know I'm not lying. I know I'm not fibbing. I've been around long enough. It's my 3rd year coaching in this program. And it's like, you can watch film of somebody else playing against somebody else, and the game would be so lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. But if you going against the Big Red M, that team is supercharged.
Yeah.
Like this, they last day on earth, and it's fun. So if you listening, and you or somebody in our conference or somebody we play against, keep on playing like that, because that makes our team better.
That's right.
Keep on bringing it like you bringing it. That brings competition, and we welcome that. And it's fun for our community. So I'm not down at no program, no other schools.
No,
we just love the camaraderie that you bring in when you bring your best to us. We like that. So you're using us as a measuring stick, and you're bringing your best out of your program. You're bringing the best out of our girls or our boys or whoever. Keep on doing that, because that's our philosophy anyway.
And it brings out the best in the Lady Reds.
That's right.
Okay, so right now the goal is for these for boys and girls
to play 28 games in basketball.
It's to win
March 17th,
champion, win the conference.
Yep.
All right, win the district. Win the regional.
They're correct.
Okay. Quarterfinals, semis, and wind up at the Breslin Center.
It's at Van Norty this year for the girls. It's
right. They're going to
Calvin.
They're going to Grand Rapids this year.
So it's March 17th. That's the official date that if we host the trophy, it'd be March 17th. So that's our plan. And that's what we're working towards.
It's going to happen, man. You heard it here first. The Lady Reds will win the state championship in girls basketball.
Okay.
All right.
Now, so in the audience, I ain't said Tony said it.
I said it.
I'm just in the practice. I'm practicing. I'm working hard, and I'm working hard toward a goal.
So get on the wagon now. Don't wait until, you know, we get late in the season. Show up now. Support the girls and get on the wagon. So when they go play for that state championship, you know you've been there for the journey.
Yeah. But within all that week, you got Willie Bo Shanks scoring 34 points the other day against Jenison.
I know it.
Man, that's a selfless kid. I had him in the 4th and 5th grade at Loftus Elementary School, and we had him at point guard.
Okay.
And he was just like he is right now.
Okay.
A straight-up, hard-nosed leader.
Tenacious. Keith said he is the leader of the team. Yeah.
He'll sacrifice his body. He has the right emotions for the right situation, and it's good seeing him develop further and further and further. And then I wasn't there for that game, but I'm like, 34 points by Willie Shanks.
Okay.
It had to be some post-ups, some tough drives to the basket, some scrappy plays on the floor.
Some steals.
Beautiful basketball.
Yeah.
I know it had to be. It had to be fun watching him get that 34.
Yeah, because, so, you know, and unfortunately, this team doesn't have all the press and publicity as teams in the past, but I think the chemistry of this team is going to surprise a lot of folks.
It's clicking. It's coming
when
together.
When tournament time come around.
Oh, that's so what Coach Guy know how to do.
You look at them and say, okay, they've got X amount of losses, but you know when you look at who they lost to, these are all top-notch quality teams that they could have beaten.
They lost at Cass Tech, was number one.
Yeah.
Or number one at the time that
week. Defending state champion out of the state of Illinois, Curry. Yep,
that's right. And then Grand Haven. Grand Haven
snuck up on them.
Yep.
Okay, first game, football team had just got off the football field.
Yep.
So they got them early, but we'll see them again.
Yep, that's right. So they're in our neighborhood. They're in our back of the woods. So
I expect some things from the boys as well. So.
Yep. It's going to be some good things, and, you know, Coach Guy ain't going to let nothing go by. So he going to make sure his guys improve every day. So I already know that.
Yeah, so let's get out and support these ladies, Reds and Big Reds, and see if we can bring on another state championship in basketball.
Man, that'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great, the whole program going full circle.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So what else we got?
We got Super Bowl coming up.
Super Bowl, yeah. How about that? It's them Patriots again, man.
The Eagles' first time ever, probably?
No. Eagles been there with Dick Vermeil.
Okay, yeah.
And I think they may have been there one other time. And they played the Raiders the one year. And they was interviewing one of the players. And he was talking about, you know, how strict Dick Vermeil was on them. And the Raiders, when they got out there, I think they played in New Orleans that year. And he said, you know, it's like the Raiders, they was out. They was partying.
Clubbing.
They could see pictures all of them. And it's like, y'all taking this serious, right? Game, you know, that game time come and the Raiders waxed them, okay? Just tore them out the frame. So it says that a lot of times when you make it that far, you got to enjoy the moment, okay?
Or you prepare, in your regular season like you gonna make it then?
Yeah, yeah. So you've accomplished it. We know what we got. Let's enjoy it. And the Raiders, you know, we know what the mystique is with the Raiders anyway. So they do things totally different, and. That's what they did and went out there and took care of business, man. So that was an interesting story. But you can't overlook these guys, man, these Philadelphia Eagles. You can't overlook them. We know what the Patriots are because we watched them the last five Super Bowls. But some guy has already put down $1 million on the Philadelphia Eagles. They're getting, I think, 6 points. So the payoff would be great if they were to pull this thing off.
Wow, somebody put up $1 million. They got
$1 million
in Bitcoin to lose.
Yeah. Also, today I heard the NBA is petitioning to make gambling on basketball, NBA, legal.
So you can do it in Las Vegas already.
Well, yeah, in Las Vegas, but this is going to be nationwide. And their cut is going to be 1%. Stephen A. Radio Show was a big topic today about the gambling and basketball. It's pretty interesting. So, read about it.
Wow, with the internet, the way the players are going, that could be lucrative.
Billions, man.
Potential.
You're talking about with betting.
They grown men though, so it's not like they're in college or nothing. So it's
right. I mean, like say in Vegas, you can do it.
Yeah, and then they grown men. They're not college athletes, so they are commodities.
Yes, they are.
It's a commodity. Your jersey, your shoes, the arena you play in.
Yeah.
Somebody got to pay the bills.
So people are watching. Yes,
and then they got the little draft where they can play the little draft players and make them win
your fantasy
money.
Football leagues.
They got fantasy NBA.
Money's
they got
involved
all that.
In that.
So now it's time. They say, look, might as well just make it where you can make a wager on a game online.
Everybody's making money off of this except the NBA. The NBA is saying, okay, it's time for us to get a cut of this action.
That's right.
So give us our 1%. And what you do with the rest is up to you. But, you know, if it wasn't for us, would nobody be making any money? So it's going to be interesting. See how this play out. So, because you know what's – if they get it, you know what's going to happen. Everybody going to follow suit.
Yes, everybody going to follow suit.
Yeah, NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, you know, the whole nine yards. So, yeah. Cleveland.
Heard
today that Dan Gilbert has the Cavaliers up for sale. How interesting is that in a year in which –
Kyrie Irving left.
Kyrie Irving, and there seems to be a lot of discord – on the team. I watched them play the Spurs the other night. And, of course, the was strictly about the body language, which LeBron's scored 30, he reached his 30,000 point plateau, which no other player has done as quickly as he has. But yeah, it's been a topic of the talking heads in sports that there's some problems in Cleveland that can't be fixed.
Kevin Love leaving the game.
Saying he's sick.
I'm sick. I'm out.
Left the stadium. He said they had that team meeting the next day or the day after, because he didn't come to practice one day, so it was the day after he came. And I guess it got pretty heated from what some of the sports reporting, that it was a lot of finger pointing.
First thing, the coach got to go. Tyronn Lue got to go. That's the first
thing.
He got to go. Because once you see that stuff like that happen, somebody leave a game?
You lost control of your team? Is it, you know?
Who leave a game?
Yeah. And the building. I mean, you left the building during the game.
Then I heard some problems with Dwayne Wade and IT in the second group. Because, you know, IT, he play a game. He can't play a back-to-back because his hip.
Okay.
So, and he taking so many shots. He overpounding the ball. So they like.
Okay.
He might be on a trade bait again.
And the other interesting topic came up was that Gilbert needs to offer LeBron up for trade.
That's right.
All right? He's in the final year of his contract, free agent at the end of the season. So why not go to him now, get out in front of this thing?
Yeah.
And say, okay. Because he has no trade clause, right? We know that. No trade clause.
He can pick where he want to go.
He can pick where he want to go.
But then who going to offer everything?
Yeah.
Who got a team that got everything? I'll tell you who got a team that got everything. Milwaukee.
The Bucks.
The Greek, the Freak, bring him to Cleveland. Thon Maker and somebody else, and you got LeBron.
Yeah.
You get him Thon Maker, Greek the Freak, and one more guy.
So then the question is, does he go somewhere where they have no chance of competing for the playoffs?
That's it. So that's where if he go to Milwaukee. But could he just trade him and then – if his contract set up, like next year he could pick another team, like in the middle of the season?
Sort of like what George did, took the one-year deal in OKC.
Like just trade me this season, and then my contract is up at the end of the year to get the money off the books for Milwaukee.
Well, you got to see if Milwaukee want to eat that, you know.
But Milwaukee building a program, they just need a coach now, but that's
They fired our boy, Jason Kidd. He got axed. And so, yeah, I guess, you know, you're going down that road where when you lose the team – you don't fire the players.
No.
You fire the coach.
And then the last thing before we get into our show is just it's sad. I don't even want to bring it up, but I have to because it's news and it's affected locally. The Nassar situation for Michigan State.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, 175, 150 years in prison for doing the acts that he did. But the thing is –
for the number of years that he did it, too.
The university president, athletic department, all these people allow him, the board – I know those women stepped up, and it's just sad. I'm always pushing for MSU, and now it's like, man.
It's a black eye, man.
Man,
really,
it's
horrible.
It's scary. It's scary for somebody's daughter. That's, I know a lot of fathers out there, like, that's rough. You send your daughter to a college or somewhere, and you got to look out for a creep like that. And it's put a black eye on Sparty for me. It hurts real bad.
140 young ladies, kids, babies, man.
Gave them a year for each girl.
Okay. That is horrible.
And he still thought he wasn't guilty. That's that privilege right there.
Yes.
He's like, I'm going to got a plea deal. I'll give y'all a plea deal. Y'all let me out. Like, let you out.
Yeah, the plea deal was that he didn't get life, technically in life.
She gave him 140 years.
And she gave an equation of 120,000 months. It was some crazy number like that. It was 12,000 months that he got. But still. You know, he won't survive that. He'll never get out. But, you know, if he's alive, I don't think there's a governor that would even think about giving a guy a pardon, but those things happen. You do get pardons, but a governor could never do
that. He's not even cross his mind. He's not even cross that governor's mind.
Survive politically.
A governor ain't even do that.
No. So, and life will not be fun for him, must we say, in the penitentiary.
No, I won't.
Because people in the penitentiary got young daughters, too.
Yeah.
That they don't get a chance to see get raised, but yet, you know, there's compassion for babies, for young girls. So
yeah, I'm working with a group of fathers right now at our local prison, teaching them about how to be in fatherhood and how to deal with their daughters while they're incarcerated.
Okay.
So I know that might be a topic I had to bring up to them and talk about.
Yeah, Absolutely.
What would they think? And I'll share that next week. Today we back to the tax rules.
Let's go back to this tax reform that's been put out here by new administration.
But first we got one of our radio consultants, DJ Q89, DJ Mihan. He brought a sign in and said, says tax refund $5,721. Only one child. Double your refund. And he has a phone number at the bottom. I'm not going to get the phone number.
We don't need to do the phone number.
But the case there being, if you just go short form. Take the standard deduction.
Yep.
And you got one kid. Would that put you around, at a certain income level, that'll put you around probably $4,000 to $5,000, wouldn't it?
You're going to be right there at that $5,000 mark.
That's good marketing. I'm not knocking the person that created that sign, but for somebody that's never hired a tax pro to do their taxes, or they don't know the tax laws, they would think they're getting a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that this guy's doing something extraordinary, okay?
Yes.
And then charge you $300 to $400.
That's the catch. Don't get charged a lot of money if you go in short form.
Short form.
How long it take to do a short form, Tony, if you just go report your income?
10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes?
10 minutes. It takes you longer to get the information from the client, such as name, address, social security number, date of birth, yada, yada, yada.
That's it, and a W-2. They don't have nothing else. They don't have no deductions, nothing.
No.
No medical, nothing. Here go my W-2. Here go my W-2. Here go my driver's license. That's it. Here go my address. That's all I got.
It'll take you 10 minutes.
And if that person with a certain income can get that $5,000. So don't, audience, you got to watch who you pay and what you want to pay. So that's the important thing about that.
Yeah, and there's also other free resources, you know, for some folks that can go, seniors, military vets, low-income people. And actually, a lot of tax services online will basically let you file for free. If you can do word problems, have some level of comprehension around reading word problems and determining what the answer is, it's pretty simple. You know, how many people live in the household? All right, well, two. And then basically get your standard deduction, and there's a child credit, earned income credit.
That's right.
Calculate that. There you go. That's the end of your taxes. You're done.
And then whatever you paid into the system with the kid.
Yep.
So those are the two things you got to look at. What you got? You got number 19?
We're at number 19. Tuition waivers for grad students remain tax-free.
Okay.
Graduate students still won't have to pay income taxes on the tuition waiver they get from their school. Such waivers are typically awarded to teaching and research assistants.
Yep, TAs.
Yep.
So they get a stipend. It's like a stipend you get.
Right, as a grad student.
Yep, it's a pretty good check.
And that's good, man.
Yeah, they don't pay no taxes.
Because like
check.
You say, you don't get a lot of money for it, so at least make it tax-free.
Stipends might be like, $7,000, $10,000, then you got your housing. So then you got housing, and you got that. And depending on what university you're at, so you don't have to pay no taxes on that. That's good. That's going to benefit you.
That's great, man.
Yep.
Number 20.
Number 20, it says, but say goodbye to the tax deduction for alimony payments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you got to give up the...
Interesting.
The cow and the milk now. So you got to... So when you write that check for the alimony for the old relationship, you don't get no benefit.
Nope.
That's just money gone.
Yep.
Man, let me see. They say alimony payments, which are codified in divorce agreements and go to the ex-spouse who earns less money, are no longer deductible for the person who writes the checks. This provision will apply to couples who sign divorce or separation paperwork after December 31st, 2018.
Okay.
So.
You got the whole year yet. You got a whole year.
There's some millionaires out there.
Okay.
They write million-dollar checks.
Writing checks.
So you write, you playing Monopoly.
But they get to claim it on their taxes. It's the last year that you can claim it as a tax deduction because it's got to.
So, man, it's got to hurt.
December 13th, 31st night. So if you're going to get divorced, you better hurry up and get it done.
Man, that's got to hurt. So if you're paying alimony, you're paying $100,000 in alimony.
Right.
And like, I just paying $100,000. You don't have no benefit, no tax benefit to. Mm-mm. You can't claim that nothing.
Nope.
That $100,000 out of there.
Not after this year, baby. Yep. So cheaper to keep her.
Yes, that's right. That's cheaper to keep her. We was having a conversation before the show came on. Hey, I'm standing. I'm in my lane for life.
Stay right here. I don't need a turn signal. I don't need no merge.
No green of grass. No entertainment.
No, sir.
I sleep on the couch for 70 months.
Okay. In the doghouse.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm on the couch.
Nope.
Man, dude, look, that's a ripoff.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yo, dude, put that one in.
If you've been getting a deduction because you've been paying your alimony, and now all of a sudden you don't,
it's a decrease in your income. You don't get to claim that credit anymore.
Man, that hurt.
Yep.
21.
The deduction for moving expense is also gone.
Oh, that's another hitter.
Yeah, I've used that in the past.
Me too.
I used that moving expense.
I moved a lot when I was in college and going to grad school and doing different things. It says there may be some exceptions for members of the military. Okay, that they'll fit that paradigm.
Yeah, they should always get it.
Yeah. But most people will no longer be able to deduct the cost of the U-Haul when they move or work. So now what it could be, the corporations could pay for your move.
And a lot of times they do to a certain degree. You know, they'll pay that relocation fee, they call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think it's for those people that are a little bit higher up on that ladder.
Yeah.
Okay, the average guy don't probably get it. You know, most of the
executives,
administrators still get that perk. But just a guy that say, hey, you know, there's an offer over in Seattle. Do you want it? Yeah, okay, well, you got to start on this date, but there's no relocation fee, so you lose it.
The next one, I got to read this one. I always claim this one.
Uh-oh.
I was sitting with a lady today, and I was telling her, you need a tax pro. She's like, who you deal with? I gave her a number of someone locally, and I was like, this is good. You know, I think it was Ashley at Forest Taxes. I was like, she does our business tax. I'm like, she'll be good for you, and she'll give you some advice. And I was like, do you know you can claim that on your taxes?
Right.
So then this is what it says now, 22. So in 2018 hits, audience, this is the year right now. So it says, as the tax preparer deduction also. Before tax reform passed, people could deduct the cost of having their taxes prepared by a professional or the money they spent on a tax pro prep software. That break has been eliminated.
That was huge, man.
Man, that's huge. That's a blow to me. That's
I always look forward to that.
That was a punch in the stomach. I feel like the air come out of my stomach. Oh.
I had to go back to doing my own, man, because that's a big deduction.
Yeah, for me, that was a big deduction, too. That's a lot of money.
Ooh.
Because I was paying my accountant some good dollars.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want no problems. Whatever you say it, because you get it done every year.
Yep.
And I always be late. Them. I always be not late, but I always be later than everybody else, I would say.
Right. I always get mine done in February. Hold on to them.
Yes.
Because I sent a check
on
the 14th of April. That's it. I'm not letting them have my money anytime longer than they need it.
That's right.
23, this is going to be interesting because a lot of things that happened in this year is the disaster deduction. Losses sustained due to fire, storm, shipwreck, or theft that aren't covered by insurance used to be deductible, assuming they exceeded 10% of adjusted gross income. But now through 2025, people can only claim that deduction if they've been affected by an officially national disaster. That would make someone who has a house that was destroyed by a California wildfire potentially eligible for some relief while disqualifying the victim of a random house fire.
Oh, my goodness.
So think of all the people that has been affected by natural disasters this year, well, last year in America.
Yes.
Through the flooding, mudslides, your hurricanes.
Tornadoes.
Wildfires. Yeah, this country has really seen its fair share of natural disasters, which has potentially wiped out a lot of people. And some ways, you know, that they have to recoup some of these losses is through their tax returns, man. So that's big.
Then number 24 says, and the reimbursement for bicycle commuters. So it says a tax code used to let you knock off up to $20 of your income per month for the cost of bicycle commuting to work, assuming you weren't enrolled in a community benefit program. That's gone. I did that a couple of years riding around here.
Okay.
I bought an expensive bike and rode it to work.
Yeah, it's really prevalent, especially out in the big cities.
The road paths for that.
Yeah. Seattle is probably one of the largest communities in this country that cater to bikes. I mean, they have the right of way over every vehicle on the road is bicycles, because they're trying to, you know, conserve that energy, and it's healthy for you too. So, you know, it's not a huge deduction, but hey, people that used it took advantage of it, and it's gone.
It's something.
Yep. 25. Almost everyone is now exempt from the estate tax. This is huge, man. Before tax reform, few states were subject to estate tax, which applies to the transfer of property after someone dies. Now, even fewer people have to deal with it. The amount of money exempt from the tax, previously set at $5.5 million for individuals and $11 million for married couples, has been doubled.
Wow, so you look at that.
So there's no taxes going to be paid on this transfer of wealth, basically, when your parents die. Okay.
So who that going to benefit?
It benefits the individual, okay, because an estate tax says that you inherited this money up to a certain amount, then you pay taxes on that amount above it. So now it's doubled.
So now, okay?
So again, you and I really wouldn't have a huge problem with it, because there was no inheritance coming our way.
Nope.
But that's when you get up into that, into the
5%,
the Chryslers, the Fords, the Gettys, the Vanderbilts, the Hiltons, and that transfer of wealth becomes an event, you don't have to worry about the huge tax burden that comes with that transfer of wealth. Wow. So again, this is for the wealthy.
That's right. That's why a lot of these
are benefiting.
A lot of these new codes are for them anyway. But.
Yeah. Yes, it is. The amount of money exempt from tax used to be $5.5 million for individuals and $11 million for married couples. It's been doubled.
So yeah, now $10 million and $20 million.
Right.
$22 million.
So single, you can get inherit up to $10 million, pay no taxes on it.
Man, that's like a gift. That's like lottery. Yeah.
Married, you can get up to $20 million, a little more than 20, like 22, pay no taxes on it.
That's like hitting the lottery.
Yes, it is.
Oh, he had me 22.
The tax
at that,
rate was huge.
38%. Like,
The state tax was almost like 50%, man.
Yeah, so the half of that, now you can't touch $20 million.
Nope. So like I said, we don't have to worry about it.
Man, imagine getting $20 million and you can't get it taxed. Do y'all see the benefit of like—
Tax-free.
The rich is benefiting.
The rich is benefiting. You're right.
Number six.
26.
Adjustments for inflation will be slower. The new legislation uses chain CPI to measure inflation. It's slower measure than what was used before. Over time, that will raise more money for federal government, but deductions, credits, and exempts will be worthless.
Worthless, yeah. So the CPI is a consumer price index, which they use to measure the rate of inflation.
How much money people going to spend and shop?
Well, how much the price of goods have climbed. Okay, so last year at this time, what did a carton of eggs cost versus what it costs today? A pack of bacon.
The food, clothing, shelter stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that? And that's basically where they look at inflation. Okay, it only raised. They didn't give you more bread.
3.5%?
Normally, it's about a 2.5% rate of inflation.
Okay.
It's about average. And that's why you get rate increases that are somewhat similar to what the rate of inflation. You know, the auto industry used it for years. They call it the COLA. All right, cost of living raises. So regardless of what the contract said, as far as raises go, it all depends on what the consumer price index was. So if it went up 3% last year, then you get an automatic 3% raise as an auto worker.
Okay.
If you go 10%, you get a 10%, because it was called COLA. It's a cost of living raise.
I've seen that. You know, I lived in Detroit, so they used to always talk about that.
The COLA.
COLA. Yeah. I'm like, what are they talking about, a drink?
No. They're getting that paper.
Yeah. my COLA.
Yeah, they get a check for it, man.
Yep, like the bonus check, and they been up buying new Cadillacs. And
cost of living raise.
The party about to get it on, yeah. I was young. So somebody got their COLA raise, you know what time it was. Yes, you're right, that check came. Like a dividend share almost.
Yeah.
That's how it came in.
Got a COLA check, man.
Yep, I got a COLA check. I'm about to buy this new Cadillac.
It's a down payment anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I seen it. I seen it. Yep. I was.
That's what it was. It's going away now, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I see the Cola checks. They good checks. They came through.
Yeah, so I think
they might be coming back, though, when they bringing these $1 trillion back from these other companies.
That could potentially happen.
The Cola check might come back into the game.
Yeah, that could potentially happen because of, all this, the tax rate, which we haven't gotten to yet. I think that was one of the last ones that we're going to cover. But, yeah, that will allow the corporations. I mean, if they don't pay it out in form of bonuses, you're going to wind up having to pay it in taxes, so you might as well give it to the employees, Yep. 27 is a big one, man. Hit 27.
All right. 27 says, and the individual mandate on health insurance has been scrapped. Republicans failed to repeal the Obamacare early this year, but they managed to get rid of one of the health law's key provisions with tax reform. The elimination of the individual mandate, which penalizes people who do not have health care, goes into effect in 2019. The Congressional Budget Office has predicted that as a result, 13 million fewer people will have health insurance coverage by 2027, and premiums will go up by about 10% most years. So they banking on, they like, well, if you don't have insurance, don't tax them. They just die, or they just get sick. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let them get sick, and it's whatever.
Again, we know what, although they call it Obamacare, it's really the Affordable Care Act, and the spirit behind that law was that everybody in this country should have affordable health care. A country as rich as we are, people should not have to not go without insurance, okay? So you get sort of a subsidy based on your income. You get a subsidy from the federal government to help you pay for your insurances. And, there's a lot of folks have tried to sabotage this program. And I think some of the healthcare companies have some skin in this, too, when they raise the rates up to a point where people have to start taking on larger deductions and co-pays. So I don't think the Congress has done a really good job of helping the American public maintain this Affordable Care Act. They kind of just let it go because our old dude said that he was going to scrap it, which he didn't scrap it, but he tried to dismantle it.
He did by doing what we just read, taking out 13 million people and then not caring if they got insurance.
Right.
That's like 13 million deaths.
Yeah.
Because the way things are now, it's drastic. You get sick, you can't go to the doctor.
Mm-mm.
It's the flu got different strands.
Man,
cancer is stronger. All this stuff is it's mutated.
It's rapid, man.
Yeah, it's rapid. So I'm going to end with a scripture today from
let's go.
Trusting God with the least, and just saying good for nothing. Here it is. The scripture says, it's in Malachi chapter 3:8. It says, should people cheat God, yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did you ever cheat? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithes and offerings due to me. Now the translation is, everything we have is from God. And so when we refuse to return him part of what we have given him, we rob him. Do you selfishly want to keep 100% of what God gives you, or are you willing to return at least 10% to help advance God's kingdom? I call it the heavenly bank account. So, people are sores. You can't be a taker. I can't imagine living my life with 100% and saying I'm good on God and he don't need a piece of what I got. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. That's like walking on a tightrope.
That's it.
With all the money in my pocket and saying I'm not trusting him at all. So I got to lean on him and everything. So audience, politics, all that stuff changes. Tax codes change. But I'll tell you one thing that remains the same. God remains the same. His word is a promise forever and eternity that if you sow a seed, it'll live so long. Don't eat the seed.
Okay.
Don't eat your seed. You got to do something with it. $10 out of 100.
Been the same for hundreds of years, man. Yep. The word has been the same. It hasn't changed.
That tax code hasn't changed. You still can go in the fish. You still go in the fish mouth and pay Caesar.
Okay.
And get the coin.
Rich man got a better chance of getting into heaven. Through the eye of a camel through the eye of a needle.
That's right. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.